Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Aston Reese fed one across that's booted away by Seabrook. Finessed on and Rust sent one in off Seabrook. And Rust has the hat trick. And the game is tied.
It's a hat trick for Rust, but he could easily have a hat trick in this period.
Seabrook able to bring it ahead. Pass across from Kane to bring it. Escapes right in front. He's got
DeBrincat will get this puck. It's deflected. He had to slow down a second. Got inside and goes top shelf. What a shot.
Played back out for Crosby, but he's challenged as well by Saad. Saad able to poke it on a cross. Settled down by Tate. He scores! And back ahead to Saad. Net empty again. Score!
What's on tap? Brought to you by Fatheads Brewery. Doc Emmerich, Eddie Olczyk on NBC Sports last night. The Penguins get doubled up by the Blackhawks. What do we make of the Blackhawks goal song? Do we like it?
Don't like it. What is it? The Fratellis? I hate that song. I forget what it's called. I know the band. Oh, what's it called? It's such a stupid song.
You know the one I'm talking about, Greg?
I know the band. Hold on.
Yeah.
Chelsea Dagger.
We heard that a lot last
Chelsea
night.
Dagger. Let me tell you right now, the best goal song in the entire NHL, and this won't sit well with many people, is the Rangers, where the whole crowd gets into it in unison. Let's go. It's just let's go Rangers. I mean, it's not like a cool – it sounds unbelievable, though, when it's a wall of noise coming from those fans.
A wall of noise.
Like the old Chicago Stadium.
You think it's a better goal song than this?
No. Oh, wait. Was that the goal song or was that just the team's
theme? They just played the whole game. Ben Hartford.
It would be like an NBA game where they're playing during the possessions. No, this is the best song in sports history, bar none. Look at Craig back there. He didn't even like hockey. Craig, would you say you like hockey? You
don't. I love it. Big hockey guy.
But not as much as baseball or trivia.
My three of my favorite things. It's so hard to pick.
Why don't the Penguins just file, like, take it
patent,
up?
You know, copyright to, infringement.
Try to take that goal song. Take Brass Bonanza. It's available.
Because it's so uniquely connected to the Hartford
what
Whalers.
What is our goal song right now?
That Andrew W.K. song?
Well, let's get the party started.
Yeah, there's a dude who ran a Penguins blog named... The guy behind the famed Pittsburgh sports blog of the late aughts. Yes. The Party Hard story is great because it's the story of...
This is an old Madden
it's
song.
It's the story of one man's right, persistence. It's the story of one man's persistence. The man behind the blog Pittsburgh Sports and Mini Ponies. Do you know that blog, Craig, from back in the day? Pittsburgh Sports P-Samp?
Yeah.
The guy behind P-Samp, Pittsburgh Sports and Mini Ponies, lobbied the Penguins for well over a year.
And they changed it
doggedly wow. asking them to change their goal song from Blur's song number two to that. The first year they have Party Hard, they win the cup. The second year they have Party Hard, they win the cup.
Hence why it's still Party Hard.
Yeah, I mean, they're two out of three in cups with Party Hard. Song two is a terrible goal song. My God.
I can't tell you.
The woohoo song.
Woohoo!
Correct. Yes. Yes. Little known fact, that is the song is called Song Two.
I like that.
Oh, God, that song's
That's
terrible.
That's another video game
That's
song.
Such a cliche
That was on
song.
An old FIFA. Woohoo! All right, let's get down
what
to
What side
here.
Of the bed did you get up on today?
I don't
today?
Know. I'm wired. This is like my ninth cup of coffee.
Ninth?
The doctor said I had to drink 8 cups of water today.
Yeah.
In anticipation of another sample that needs to be given.
Yeah.
So I've replaced water with coffee.
Which is a diuretic.
Correct.
Which is the exact opposite of what the doctor would want you to do.
Correct.
It sounds like you're
this
trying to screw up your test result.
This is my proverbial middle finger to the doctor.
So if the test results go, see, this is why that goes poorly for you. If the test result comes back wrong and you know you drank coffee, they're going to ask you to come back for round 4.
Well, no, they're not. This is it for me.
So it sounds like you're trying to jake the test in the wrong direction here.
I just like coffee.
Fair enough.
All right.
I like wins, which is why I'm not happy with the Penguins lately. You know what I like to say about teams like the Penguins right this second?
The floor is yours, Chris.
I hate it. And this is a Jeff Hathorn thing, and it's one of his best sort of behaviors or tropes.
Mm-hmm.
I hate saying that a team is 13-11-6 because that belies what they actually are, which is 13-17.
Right.
I hate it, but because you do get a point, I understand that you have to reference it in that way. The Penguins have lost four more games than they have won this season.
Yep.
They are not a good hockey team. And last night they played maybe the worst hockey team.
A team that had lost eight in a row and had gotten blistered in Winnipeg the night before.
A team that is 10-23 on the year, even including the win last night. And they played an entertaining game, honestly. If that game happens in 2010, people are like, damn, the two best teams in hockey going at it.
Well, you know what happened?
And now it sucks.
We just see a deluge of tweets during the game that says, boy, this would make a great Stanley Cup final.
Right.
Sign me up for seven of these.
Well, it would have. I wouldn't sign my worst enemy up for seven of these two teams playing. The Penguins, who can't get their act together. The Blackhawks, who just stink.
Okay, which... give me the team that is in more trouble, the Steelers or the Penguins?
Immediate term Steelers, long range Penguins, period. Immediate term Steelers because they're playing their daddies this Sunday. Then they're going on the road to play a team that basically doesn't lose in their own building
anymore.
Okay,
let's limit it to 2018-2019.
Steelers. Steelers are, because they have three games to get their act together, to get their stuff in line. And they have a team nipping at their heels a half game back for the division who has an easier schedule, I would argue, than they do. The Chargers might be better than the Patriots. They're probably on the same level as the Saints on a neutral field. There's one of those on Baltimore's schedule.
Okay,
there's two
just,
of them on the Steelers'
hold on.
Schedule.
You just said it, though. You just said it. The Penguins have won 13 out of the 30 games that they've played.
Mm-hmm.
The Steelers have a better record.
Yeah, but the record doesn't matter here.
The Steelers are a better offensive team than the Penguins, and they are a better defensive team than the Penguins, as hard as that is to believe. So they have a better record, they're better at scoring, they're better at preventing scores, mm-hmm. and yet you're saying the Steelers are in worse position?
Yeah, those two very simple numbers.
They're in first place. The Penguins aren't even in the playoffs right now.
The Penguins have 52 games left in their season. The Steelers have three.
What's going to happen in 52 games?
They're
going to morph into or evolve into a Stanley Cup contender?
There's a lot more time for them to do so than there is for the Steelers to suddenly... I mean, I see a website headline on our site talking about how Joe Haden is excited for Artie Burns to maybe get back in there against the Patriots. I rest my case. The Steelers are in way more trouble.
Well, are you excited to see Jack Johnson play 18 minutes a night? Because that's what you're getting with the hockey team right now.
The hockey team plays in a league where over half the teams make the playoffs.
Right.
And had they won that game last night...
but they didn't.
Just bear with me. They would have been in playoff positioning.
If the Steelers had beaten the Raiders, they would be in great shape to make the playoffs. They did not.
The Steelers, I don't know how you could argue that the Penguins are in worse short-term shape All the Steelers need to do
is win one game.
Is beat a team they've never beat. Well, that's assuming that Baltimore loses to L.A. and loses to Cleveland, potentially.
You've been spouting all week that you think Baker Mayfield is going to beat Baltimore in Week 17.
I got to see it to believe it.
Oh,
I believe in my guys.
You're the guy that has told me off the air all week, you know what? I still think the Steelers are going to find their way in the playoffs.
Their way in, but I mean,
but they're still in.
That's putting a lot of faith in a Cleveland team that sometimes I'm trying to wish it into existence rather than actually believing it. The Steelers have the Patriots, who are going to kick the crap out of them, most likely. The Steelers have the Saints, who will probably put 50 on them. The Steelers have the Bengals, who it would be extremely Steelers to somehow win one of the next two and then lose to the Bengals.
No, they're not going to lose to the Bengals.
You like Jeff Driskel. You're a Driskel man.
As big of a Jeff Driskel fan as I can be, which is to say he's a breath of fresh air, as opposed to Andy Dalton, who just checks the ball down on 3rd and 12 every chance
Andy
he
Dalton's
gets.
Andy Dalton's beaten the Steelers in
okay,
a big last game
here.
Of the season.
You really think the Penguins are in better shape than the Steelers?
Yes. I mean, this...
do you think it's close?
The incredulity you have that I would say the Penguins are in better shape is the same feeling I have towards you for saying the Steelers are in better shape. The Penguins have 52 games, dude. They haven't even played half of a season yet. This team has been out of the playoff. In years they have won the cup.
Yep.
They have been well into the new year out of playoff position.
The AFC to me, those are different teams. They did something.
They've got most of the same. They've got the two biggest same elements
right.
still.
So that's the problem with both teams. They're both stale. Both teams are very stale to me.
Which team is way more inclined to make changes to a stale a stale team, though, has proven themselves to be. The Penguins.
The nature of where they are in the calendar would tell you the Penguins.
The Penguins, but
because
they also
have a trade deadline in front of them to make moves. The Steelers are going to put Artie Burns back in the lineup.
I know, and we said that moves, though, aren't necessarily limited to personnel moves. Like, the Vikings just fired DeFilippo. Yeah. They could get their act together with a new coordinator. You never know. The Baltimore Ravens fired Cam Cameron, brought in Jim Caldwell, who we all kind of thought was a punchline, but they won the Super Bowl that year.
Yep.
The Steelers have shown zero inclination to make changes. If anything, the Steelers dig in harder when outside voices suggest that things aren't going so well. So that's why a team that's obstinate, that's stubborn, that's refusing to change, and that has two juggernauts ahead of them on the schedule is the team in worse shape.
But I look at the AFC as wide open, and I don't feel that way about the NHL's Eastern Conference, and that's a big difference.
What is it, Tampa-Toronto for you?
There's no way the Penguins, if they played Toronto in a seven-game series, would win.
I would give
the Penguins... They put Casey DeSmith in goal for that?
I would give the Penguins a better chance to beat Toronto in a seven-game series every day of the week than I would give the Steelers a better chance to beat the Patriots in any setting.
I don't know if they're going to have to worry about the Patriots in the playoffs.
Well, they better hope that they...
The Patriots are...
That might be because they're not qualified for the playoffs.
The Patriots are 3-4 on the road so far this year, and they're not going to have home field advantage throughout.
Would you pick the Steelers to beat the Patriots in the playoffs regardless of venue? In your heart of hearts? No, you wouldn't, because you're a smart guy.
Right.
You've seen it.
You're right.
You have to see them do it. So I'm not going to...
But I'm saying the AFC is wide open because the Patriots won't have home field advantage throughout. The number one seed is going to be Andy Reid, 11-13 all time in the playoffs with a bad defense. And
well, he's got Derek Johnson though at the anchor point of that
defense. Maybe I should change that.
Yes.
Also, Derek Thomas, from what I've been told.
Yeah.
So
Christian Okoye will be lining up at back.
I don't trust the Chiefs. I don't know if Houston can win three straight games. To me, they look like a team like the Steelers last year that's really benefited from a very easy schedule.
Yeah.
The Chargers are going to have to play on the road regardless of where their games are because they don't have a home field.
What about the Indy Colts sneaking in there? You like having to deal with them possibly? I don't.
I think they're a dangerous team, but I don't think they can win three.
Okay.
So I think that conference is wide open. I think the AFC's wide open.
If you had to put stock in one team doing more this year, it'd be the Steelers.
The sports book just opened. I'd go to the Rivers and put the Steelers to win the Super Bowl before the Penguins. Yeah.
Well, I don't think the Penguins are going to win the Super Bowl, to be fair.
Or the Penguins. You know what I'm trying to say.
Woohoo!
It's like that. What is that? That Bills banner in Africa that says Stanley
yes!
Cup champs?
I was going to buy that for Joe one year.
Why didn't you?
I think
you don't
I
like
just
kind of.
I just waffled on it. No, I ended up buying him a t-shirt. Anyway, I firmly believe, as down as I am on the Penguins and as stale as they are, in fact, my wife and I are half season ticket holders. I say this not to be funny. She is a diehard Penguins fan. Her dad and her brother are. They love it. That's their thing. They go to a lot of the games. They have, I think, a partial season plan. I said to Alex yesterday when we were watching the game, I said, honey, this sucks. I have no interest in this. This is just not something I care to invest myself in because there's nothing going on. And even having said all that, I'd still put them in the playoffs before the Steelers, and I'd still give them a chance to make
Craig,
noise.
Who's in more trouble, the Steelers
They're
or the Penguins?
They're one goalie playing well away, and it's Matt Murray from being a lot healthier and a lot better and a lot tougher.
Craig?
The Steelers.
Worst shape?
Yes.
I don't like
the schedule.
Okay. 2-1 here.
Here's how I would want to ask the question. If you had to put odds on which of these two teams makes the playoffs, which would it be?
I hate that question. Because more than half the league makes the playoffs, of course, from that perspective.
Okay,
Penguins,
then who do you feel better or worse about?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Who's in more trouble? Which team is in rougher shape right now?
The team that blamed an X-ray machine
right?
for their loss to the worst team in
or
football.
Or a team that blamed fatigue and then went out and signed Matt Cullen and Jack Johnson to try to fix all their problems.
How about instead of who's going to make the playoffs, who's more likely to win one or two rounds in the playoffs?
The Penguins.
All right, let's see. Who's in bigger trouble? The Steelers or the Penguins are both coming off of embarrassing losses. The Steelers lost to maybe the worst team in football on Sunday. The Penguins lost to the worst team in the NHL last night. Who's in deeper doo-doo?
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.